This goes to Dr. Stephen Jensen. It's, let's see, I guess it's S-T-E-V-E-N Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, fax 989-791-5152, and Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, fax 989-466-5956, regarding William Howell, H-O-W-E-L-L, date of birth 11-23-1949. Dear doctors, this is a consultation for Mr. Howell, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels, which were noted as far back as 6-7-23. He had Clostridium difficile infection in the winter of 2024 and was admitted to a hospital in Florida. He had a CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis at that time, and that's when the right renal mass was found. And when he returned to Michigan, he saw Dr. Jensen and did have a partial right nephrectomy to remove the cancerous renal mass. He's not sure the type of cancer, but it was cancer, he reports. He's had Crohn's disease since he was 46 years old, and his initial symptom was profuse diarrhea and profound dehydration. At that time, it caused acute renal failure, and he required IV rehydration with large amounts of normal saline, which did cause his acutely failing kidneys to improve once he was rehydrated. And he states that things have been doing well since that time. He's also used Aleve, two tablets daily at bedtime, every day for at least 25 years. And he reports that he's had arthritis and stiffness in joints, and was told that that's probably one of the best medications that would treat the inflammation in his joints and the pain, and it has done so. He's never been on biologic treatment for Crohn's disease. He did have steroid treatment initially, which did stop the diarrhea. He also had EGDs and small bowel biopsy done. And that did confirm Crohn's disease when he was initially diagnosed. But he has not had a recent EGD or any more biopsies to see if he remains active with Crohn's disease. Symptoms with his diarrhea resolve if he does not eat and if he uses one Imodium. But he does also better if he eats large amounts of carbohydrates. That will cause constipation, or it will slow the diarrhea down, which can be up to 8 to 12 times a day that he has diarrhea. But when he eats only carbohydrates, his weight goes up quite dramatically also. And so he likes to maintain a steady weight. Currently, he denies chest pain or palpitations, minimal dyspnea on exertion, none at rest, no orthopnea or PND. He's had chronic edema of the lower extremities for several years, arthritis, which was thought to be associated with the Crohn's disease, or at least exacerbated by it, chronic anemia and malabsorption from chronic diarrhea. He has coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure, chronic diarrhea, chronic anemia, and hypertension. Past surgical history, he had cardiac cath with stent placement in 2005. He's had small bowel biopsy done when he was diagnosed with Crohn's, but not recently. He's had right wrist surgeries, two of them, after he fractured his right wrist as a child. Tonsillectomy, inguinal hernia repair twice, one on each side. He's had prostate carcinoma and had the total prostate removed. Also, right renal partial right nephrectomy for renal carcinoma in 2024, and coronary artery bypass graft with four vessels replaced in 2019. Social history, he is a smoker, smokes a half a pack a day for the last 50 years, does not consume alcohol or use illicit drugs. He is married, lives with his wife. He works part-time in Mount Pleasant at Cook's Christian Bookstore. Family history is significant for heart disease, diabetes, stroke, hypertension, and hyperlipidemia. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, Aleve, two daily. He decreased that to twice a week after we asked him to do that in June, as he is trying to taper off it. Protonix, 40 milligram daily. Lasix, 20 milligram daily. Lipitor, 40 milligram daily. Amlodipine, 10 milligram daily. Metoprolol, 50 milligram daily. Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day. Allopurinol, 300 milligram twice a day. Potassium, he takes liquid potassium daily. Folic acid, 400 milligram daily, 400 microgram daily. Vitamin E, 400 international units daily. Nitroglycerin, PRN, chest pain. Magnesium, 400 milligram once a week. Vitamin D2, 50,000 units once a week. Iron is 65 milligram daily. Vitamin B12, 500 microgram daily. And he takes vitamin B12 injections, 1,000 microgram once monthly. Physical exam, height 68 inches, weight 193 pounds, pulse is 56, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 140 over 60. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx with a midline uvula, absent tonsils, clear drainage, neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular with an aortic murmur, grade 2 over 6. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. I may have said that already, so don't put it in twice if I did. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no palpable masses, no enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities, he's got 1+ edema of ankles bilaterally, about a third of the way up both calves, and full sensation and motion in the lower extremities. No edema of the joints are noted. And labs and diagnostic studies, most recent labs were done July 23rd of 2025. Creatinine is 1.59 with estimated GFR of 45. April 18th, 25, creatinine 1.79, GFR 39. 3/19, 25, creatinine 1.83, GFR 38. 10/14, 24, creatinine 1.41, GFR 52. 7/17, 24, creatinine 1.67 with a GFR 43. 6/24, 24, creatinine 1.44, GFR 51. 6/7, 23, creatinine 1.4, GFR 53. And 10/22 of 21, creatinine 1.2 with a GFR greater than 60. Also on 7/23/25, hemoglobin is 12.8, normal white count, normal platelets. His calcium 8.9, sodium 139, potassium 3.2, carbon dioxide 24, albumin 4.1, phosphorus 3.3. Intact parathyroid hormone was 72.6. Urinalysis is negative for blood and shows a trace of protein. We have a CT urogram done 5/26 of 25 that showed no hydronephrosis or hydroureter in the right or left kidney. And some density, hypodensities that were too small to characterize, and Dr. Jensen suspected that might be some shadowing from surgical procedures that were done. Left kidney is normal, and transthoracic echo done 7/26 of 23 showed a bicuspid aortic valve with mild to moderate regurgitation, grade 2 diastolic dysfunction, diffuse left ventricular hypokinesis. Ejection fraction was 51% plus or minus 5%, and mild to moderate mitral valve regurgitation. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to chronic dehydration and long-term exposure to non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. The patient is going to stop using all oral and non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs at this time, and he will use Tylenol instead. He's also going to discuss with his gastroenterologist whether he needs an updated biopsy to see if he still has active Crohn's disease versus some other type of reactive diarrhea. Due to the chronic edema of the lower extremities, he will discuss with his cardiologist to see if he can reduce or stop the Norvasc, can use a different antihypertensive, such as an ACE or an ARB, all caps, ACE or ARB, in order to hopefully alleviate the edema of the lower extremities, and then he would not have to use the Lasix daily. That should also help improve the hypokalemia problem. And we're going to have a follow-up visit with him when he returns from Florida, which is next year in late May. So it will have to be in June of 2026, when we'll have a follow-up visit with him. But he will have his labs done while he's in Florida, and he will follow up with his internal medicine physician while he's in Florida also. And the patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.